Imagine vacationing in Portugal, eating disappointing packed meals from a blue suitcase, only to discover on your final day that your hotel rate included access to a magnificent dining room all along. This powerful metaphor captures why so many organizations settle for mediocrity when excellence is available. According to Gallup research, a staggering 67% of workers are disengaged, with 17.2% actively disengaged. Two-thirds of the workforce essentially views their jobs as merely a penalty box between weekends. This creates what Tim Irwin calls the conundrum in extraordinary influence. How do we motivate people to perform at their best without resorting to negative consequences? Many leaders default to macho management, a controlling approach, assuming workers are lazy, irresponsible, lacking ambition. The language reveals the underlying assumptions. Hold his feet to the fire. Light a fire under her. But what if there's a better way? What if we could get people to work with all their heart through intrinsic motivation rather than external pressure? Recent brain science discoveries suggest there is, and it begins with understanding the transformative power of affirmation. When we speak words that strengthen another's core identity rather than diminish it, we unlock their potential in ways criticism never could. William sat devastated after his high school football team lost a playoff game. The opposing coach approached and said, "Son, I've been coaching for 30 years, and I've never seen a quarterback with your combination of skills, leadership, and character." These words rooted deeply in William's core, helping him persevere through Naval Academy challenges and military service. This exemplifies what Irwin calls words of life, affirmations that create beliefs guiding actions. While our ancestors prioritized security, modern people seek significance, wanting to know their lives matter. Science confirms this. Affirmation triggers positive neurochemical changes associated with well-being and performance, while criticism activates brain defense mechanisms that compromise both. Not all positive words qualify as true affirmation. Compliments are pleasant social rituals that go skin deep, while true affirmation, from Latin meaning to strengthen, changes us by fortifying our core sense of self. Research shows affirmation buffers stress, improves cognitive thinking, enhances self-worth, increases efficiency, boosts productivity, activates positive behavior changes, releases trust hormones, supports physical health, and fosters innovation. Consider Jiro Ono, the renowned sushi chef whose ultimate praise, calling his apprentice a shokunin, artisan, moved the young chef to tears after 10 years and 200 rejected attempts at making egg sushi. This transformational affirmation recognized his existential calling. Meaningful influence requires affirmation across three psychological dimensions: customary style, observable behavioral patterns, competence, skills and abilities, and core, inner character. While style and competence affirmation creates tactical influence for everyday interactions, core affirmation generates strategic, transformative influence. We each have a suit representing our customary style, consistent behaviors others expect from us. Our style significantly affects how others receive our ideas. Irwin identifies four style types: doer, advocate, idealist, and challenger. By affirming other styles, we acknowledge their unique operating mode, making them more receptive to our ideas. Tactical affirmation must also recognize competence, the skills that make someone effective. When leaders affirm competencies like judgment or communication, they create influence opportunities. At P&G, when John Pepper made a costly mistake, his boss affirmed his potential rather than firing him, an investment that eventually led to Pepper becoming CEO. Strategic influence, the most powerful form, reaches beyond style and competence to transform a person at their core. Our core, what ancient writers called our heart, is the seat of character, conscience, courage, and volition. When intact, others experience us as authentic and trustworthy. When compromised, we appear arrogant and self-serving. Words can either build or destroy. While words of life strengthen another's core, criticism and shame can severely damage it. Anne's first-grade teacher demonstrated this by publicly shaming her for paint splattering during a creative project, an experience that still affects Anne decades later, showing how negative words create lasting damage. In the workplace, rejection can be processed by our brains similarly to physical pain. Public criticism is especially harmful, which is why leaders should praise in public and correct in private. Recipients often interpret critical feedback as judgment of their identity rather than their actions. When criticism targets someone's core identity, it creates shame, an even more powerful form of diminishment. Organizations frequently tolerate abusive managers who deliver results until complaints multiply. Irwin suggests banning the phrase constructive criticism, as it typically means delivering emotional harm under the guise of positive intentions. The better alternative is alliance feedback, which supportively points out contradictions between intentions and behaviors. Unlike criticism that implies you're not meeting my expectations, alliance feedback creates a collaborative approach to help someone excel. Teams thrive when balancing three dimensions: the I, individual members, the we, collective team, and the it, mission. Imbalanced attention to any dimension undermines performance. Contrary to there's no I in team, individuals need recognition and development. Neglecting individual needs causes disruption, while overemphasizing one member depletes collective energy. Effective leaders use simple recognition exercises to honor each person's identity before addressing collective matters. Teams develop a collective self-concept reflecting their health. High-functioning teams display confidence, interdependence, and trust, while dysfunctional ones show conflict, disengagement, and toxic behaviors. Leaders must affirm healthy team character through words of life, addressing qualities like integrity, courage, humility, judgment, and resilience. A compelling mission transforms routine work into a meaningful quest, providing motivation, purpose, and urgency. When leaders connect tasks to higher callings, like Horst Schulze telling Ritz-Carlton housekeepers, "We are ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen," they inspire excellence. After organizational trauma, such as leadership misconduct, leaders must heal all three dimensions. Eric Pillmore demonstrated this at Tyco following CEO Dennis Kozlovsky's indictment by addressing individual concerns through town halls, rebuilding collective trust through transparency, and establishing a new integrity-focused mission. Traditional performance appraisals typically backfire. Though rarely dramatic, these dreaded sessions often close communication and create stress rather than improve performance. Despite good intentions, the conventional approach fails to bring out people's best. A fundamental law of human behavior, feedback becomes far more effective when delivered close to when the behavior occurs. Rather than using criticism that triggers defensive responses, alliance feedback connects improvement suggestions to team goals and personal aspirations, engaging the brain's innovation centers. Trust is essential for effective feedback. Recipients must believe you're genuinely invested in their success. Irritation or impatience activates the amygdala's threat response, blocking transformation. The most effective approach balances encouragement with challenge, not coddling employees, but fostering a truly developmental culture. Extraordinary influence isn't about manipulation or control. It's helping others become their best selves. By speaking words that strengthen rather than diminish, addressing not just what people do, but who they are, we unlock human potential in ways criticism never could. Our words have the power to transform lives, helping others discover their full capabilities.